Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Luke, the force is strong with you.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke Brian!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Welcome, everybody, to a wonderful Thursday, a Friday Eve edition, a theological, theoretical Thursday here on Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I am Brian, and that is Evan. That is not Luke, but he's Luke Evans. That's the important thing. That's what we're going to call him, Luke Bryant and Luke Evans. Either way, I have now confused myself, but what I know is that he is in Madison, and you are listening to him on 1580 AM. WTTN, as well as Devil Radio 92.7 FM. You can catch everything on Devil Radio, the app. You can get that wherever fine apps are hunted and sold and traded along the market. Mostly it's free. You can just download it. You also have us on in Waukesha on 540 AM, as well as, that's the WAUK, as well as 101 FM, the Shaw. So tell everybody you listen to us on the Shaw. You can check out Devil Radio, like I said, the app. Also, Devil Radio 92.7 and waukradio.com. Always streaming live. And you can also check us out on Dueling Tangents on Twitter, although I will not be monitoring it because I will be monitoring a lot of things today, as Luke is now noticeably absent. So, congratulations, Luke. You got what you wanted. I'm here alone and you're gone. No, that's great. Luke has been doing wonderful work, especially in my absence. I went away about a week and a half ago. And Luke deserves a day or several days in a row to not at all think about anything political. Just go down there and just turn your head off. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy your time away. Because once you get back, it's going to get worse. No, it's going to be great. We're just gearing up for the next election and the next election and then, you know, the possible collapse of society as we know it, right? Right? Are you ready for the apocalypse there, Evan?
Born ready, my friend. Born ready. I'm a prepper. I got that prepper lifestyle. Got cans of beans.
that's the important thing is cans of beans and the spoon to eat them in and at least.
Oh, you know, no.
Not even a spoon?
Oh, no.
You got to start carving a spoon. That's all right. We'll get it. We'll have a spoon carving contest later on. But then we're going to have to do that in person because, again, the internet will be down at that point. Either that or the machines will take over. I don't know. But the funny part was I grew up in a world where these conversations were theoretical and not, no, really, it could probably happen. So that's fun. We're living in a fun time. I bring these up not to frighten people, but to kind of just remind everybody, maybe we should recenter where we're thinking about things. Maybe we should stop and, you know, with Luke absent and, you know, there's headlines out there. We're going to talk about news. There's some awesome news in the world of science. We're going to talk to you about that. We're going to talk to you about some legal battles in Kenosha. And, you know, we got a couple other things to get to, especially like the formula issue that we have nationwide. We're going to talk about the actual causes of that. But before we get into anything specific, I like to recenter and I like to remember what this show is about and the whole point of the show. Dueling Tangents, the idea that we believe in the idea that everybody is an individual telling their own story about what is going on around you. And that all of our stories correlate, and sometimes they're the same story. And then we can all agree on the same story that is our reality. But in general, no one person can really fathom all of reality. You cannot get all of the information all at once by yourself. And so you have to relate to other people in order to fill in the parts of the other story. You would never know about the, you know, wonderful workings of our solar system without the fine work of other people for the last 100 years or so, couple hundred years, in, you know. You have to rely on other people to be able to form and shape your reality. And, you know, when the internet came out, we all thought, oh, we now have one shared, you know, torrent of information where, you know, we can all be on a level playing field, and really we all just factioned. We all went into our own little bubbles and just kept talking to each other about our own stories, and not really, nobody really traveled to the other people and talked to them, or what are the people over there think about this? At the same time, it's a lot easier to get around the globe, and it's a lot easier to get news around the globe. And we're fracturing at the same time as we're being forced to live the same realities. You know, the global warming is real, man. It's happening. I don't know how fast, and I can't tell you exactly how quickly, but I can tell you that there are several cities that broke record high minimum temperatures on Wednesday. Record high minimums in Marshfield, Stevens Point, Sturgeon Bay, Wausau, and Wisconsin Rapids. All had record highs that were broken from like 70 years ago. And this is going to be an old hat story. We're going to do this as like a comedy gag from here on out. Because it's going to get hotter. It's going to get warmer. And what are we going to do about it? And whether you are partisan, whether you are Republican or Democrat, it really isn't going to matter. You know, Mother Nature ain't going is not going to care what you voted for or what district. You can't gerrymander your way out of a tornado's path. You know? It's what are you going to do in the moment of that situation? And I like to recenter where we're at. We have to rethink what we're going to do going forward. We need to see what we have, and we need to look at the future and see what we want it to be. Can you imagine something different than what we've always done? Can you imagine? Because we're going to have to find a new way to do things. Fuel itself is a limited commodity. It's running out. Right now, you complain about gas prices. Well, that's because we've allowed corporations to take over. There's very few people that control the gas, and they can gouge the pricing.
We're talking $12 a liter. $12 a liter in Norway. Yeah. You know what I mean? I mean, we do really need to get a little bit of perspective here.
Yes. We need to know it's going up everywhere. We need to also know that it's controlled by very few people, and we've let that happen. We've allowed that to happen. And a lot of it is in the name of a good thing. Like, you're trying to promote business and things. Well, we also have, you know, as our business model in general, as an American business, you are expected to have growth. Always growth. There's never a reward for sustainability, but there's, and I'm not talking about like green sustainability or renewable energy type of stuff, but there's no reward for a business being sustainable.
Yeah, for a business to fill a niche, to, you know, to provide a need, yeah, to do it well, to pay their employees, to provide a service that's valuable. But no, yeah, like you said, that fiduciary responsibility, you have to return increased value year over year, and it's toxic.
And that happens to the largest of corporations, the largest of conglomerates. And again, I preach cooperation, you know, I preach working together in things. And I also, I celebrate the individual. I'm an actor. I'm on TV. I'm on radio right now as an individual, you know, being individualistic. But you got to remember, what are we trying to do? You know, what is our outcome here? Because if you leave it into the hands of people whose motivation, and again, I keep being a corporation and a business's sole purpose is to make money. That's what they're supposed to do. That's what businesses are supposed to do, is make money. And I contend, what if a business didn't have to make money? What if a business had purpose? Like, we're a business. We have a purpose. Our purpose sometimes supersedes our desire and ability to make money here. Crudy talks about that all the time. But we're also a business, so we also are obligated to make money because we have to pay each other. That's how our society works. That's how we pay our rent. I'm not denying that reality, and I'm not advocating for let's get rid of all money or anything like that. But again, you know what? We create our new currencies. I mean, look at the Bitcoin market. Hooray, everybody! Do you want to invest today? Now would be a good time. It's half the price it used to be. But point is, We can make reality whatever we want to be. We just have to agree upon it. A majority of us have to agree upon it. And right now, there's a lot of people who believe in things that aren't true. And there's a lot of them. How do we deal with that? You have to confront them with things that are real and right in front of you. You know, right now, let's take a crisis that is actually real and right in front of us and something that we need to take care of. The baby formula shortage. Before you, first of all, let me just quash anyone who wants to shame anyone into breastfeeding their child. Stop talking. You don't know what you're talking about. Let's move on. Secondly, the formula crisis it's because of a bacteria that was in a Michigan plant. And they had to shut it down. They had to do a lot of recalls. I'd rather have the safety of the baby. That's more important, right? I think we can all agree upon that. But secondly, also supply chain issues. We can't import from Europe as much because of different regulations, some of which Donald Trump put in place, some of which are the FDA. There's supply chain issues that way that are self-imposed in trying to put the best interest of the kid at hand. But what we tell ourselves instead is either it's just because of the evil corporation or it's just because of stupid Joe Biden. And when our conversation is because of stupid Joe Biden or because of evil corporation, we get nowhere. You never actually talk about the actual thing. Because when you buy into the meme that says, oh, these people, the Abbott, they invested in stock buybacks instead of, you know, cleaning their plant. Well, yeah, okay, sure. They should have done that. But also, our industry shouldn't be run by three people that make all of our formula. We should be able to deal with one plant having a problem. Our system is not as cool as we think it is. Our system is fragile.
It's very uncool in some ways.
It's very uncool, you know? And so whether you want to blame Abbott for being an evil corporation and whatnot, or do you want to blame Biden for being, you know, Joe Biden and happened to being the president at the time, it completely negates the actual reality of what the situation is. And so I think we need to reassess what we need to do, because we're going to be faced with actual crises that really matter, and we can't just go and say, well, I don't believe in it. Well, it's here, man. Come back with us. 844-967-2789. We'll go right to the phones.